A past agreement allows only city honors teachers to be excused from non-teaching duties. The school district was forced to hire 16 new teacher aides to watch over study halls and monitor the cafeteria, but it said it needed to cut 5.5 teaching positions to pay for the cost of those teacher aides. A judge requested both sides try to reach an agreement to end the stalemate. City Honors parents have been calling for both sides to reach a deal. District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford has a child at City Honors.
This is unfair to all the rest of the teachers in the district. And so to have the union sitting here negotiating on behalf of a minority of teachers in one building and not looking out for the interests of all the teachers, because we're not talking about all the teachers. I mean, every other teacher in the district got to do duties and don't get paid for it. We're talking about paying just City Honors teachers. I mean, come on.
WBFO News reached Buffalo School General Counsel Nate Kuzma, who is hopeful they will reach an agreement on Monday. Can you say if the proposal will prevent cuts at the school?
The short answer to your question, Eileen, is yes. Our ultimate goal is to keep as many teachers at City Honors as possible. Our hope is that the teachers will resume performing the duties that will eliminate the necessity of having the aides in that building, and therefore we'll be able to maintain the teachers. That's what we've wanted all along.
Parents are calling on the union to allow all City Honor teachers to vote on a new proposal, not just a few reps at the school. Adrian Romanowitz is a parent of a 10th grader at City Honors.
If we have so many teachers that are stepping out and they are coming to us and they must remain anonymous, they are concerned because they do not feel that this is a democratic process and that their voice is being heard.
If the teachers' union and district fail to reach a deal Monday, it will go into arbitration Thursday, May 17th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.